So I think the first thing I should do is do the roll call for the record. And that means that, John Brinkley is here. Serene Roberts is here and Kay Williams is here. And I believe that, oh, and I'm sorry, Joan.
You keep forgetting me.
I'm so sorry, Joan. I'm sorry. I'll stop though. I'll get better. So we have a quorum with Joan, John, Serene, and I believe Kay. I believe, right?
Actually, I don't make up quorum. I'm just facilitating the Zoom.
Okay, then. Thank you. Thank you. And so we don't have a exact agenda, but I think that we should. Does everyone have access to the minutes from the last meeting? We should approve those. And Joan sent them out about maybe 8 minutes ago. Anyone needs to look at that? And I can read them as well if that's needed.
Is it long?
It might take about 2 minutes, maybe a minute.
Yeah, please read them.
Okay, great. And I'll take that as a second, John. All right. So, let's see. We called up the agenda and asked for additions, which were to profile our listeners, listener areas, and our programming, and to see what programming isn't matching, any base in our listeners. We talked about collecting demographic information and zip codes and profiles on our producers and personnel as well. There was discussion about redesigning a listener survey, and I think there was a lot of agreement with that. We got bombed by some maniac.
Oh my God.
We did get bombed. And then, let's see. The minutes from the previous week were corrected. We talked about contacting, other communities of inclusion in the network. The conclusion of that is WBAI has reached out and, waiting for, more fuller responses. Let's see. Oh, well, then we went on to the application and we looked at that second page in a lot of detail and we have to revisit that today. And so I think, I can save these notes when we get into that discussion. If everybody's okay, if anyone objects, please let me know. And I'm kind of reading from a page, so I'm not looking at the Zoom. So if your hands go up, just say something as well. Let's see. There was a lot of discussion about the layout of the second page of the application. We did achieve getting a Gmail account and a phone number to use for the application. And let's see. I think that really might take us through the useful minutes. Everything else, I think most of it was really on that discussion about the second page of the application. So that's my quick run through of the minutes. I think they're in full writing in that email that Joan sent. So now that that's done, shall we decide who wants to chair and who wants to take notes? Should we do that or?
I nominate Kirby to chair.
Okay. We have a nomination for chair. Anybody else? Anybody second? What's going on?
My hand is up.
Oh, Serene, I don't see your hand up. Oh, hold on a sec.
Oh, the thing said up. My hand was up.
I'm so sorry. There was a bar across the top, and now I see it. So I'm sorry. Yes,
oh,
Serene.
Oh, I just lowered it. Sorry. Did John or Carolyn join us? I'm sorry. I had to step away.
Oh, yes. Yes. John is here, and we have a quorum.
Oh, great. Okay. So we started while I was away?
Oh, my God. Yeah, we did. I'm so sorry.
No. It's fine. I didn't announce I was stepping away. I just stepped away. I just want to know where things were because I'm on the phone. I can't see what you guys are doing.
Okay, yeah, we assigned a lot of jobs to you, Serene.
You will be very disappointed.
I want my French fries golden crisp. No, I'm kidding.
We don't do French fries. We don't do anything that's not American. Thank you.
Oh, God.
All right. So we read through the minutes of last week, and the big part of the minutes were discussing that the second page of the application. And since we're going to go through that again today, I mean, I can read those as we go through if need be, but, that was the main gist. And, Sheila and Joan, put their chains on me and now I'm chairing this. We just need to figure out who's going to take notes. Does anyone want to take notes? No one's lusting to hammer away at the keyboard. Okay. We can also, another, it's useful with the, Kay and I talked about the transcript function of, Corazon has just joined us. So we've got another member. We were just talking about using the transcript part of Zoom because that really does help the note taking. And I've done it with some things, but not with this one. So I might not be able to get it, but if anybody knows how to do that and can do it, I say yes.
I agree.
Okay. So at some point we'll have that function going and we'll have, there's a AI thing just to mention. There's an AI part of the transcript on Zoom that does a really good job. And I just don't know how to access it, but hey, if you do and you know how to hit that button, Corazon, do you know about starting the transcript function on Zoom?
I just pressed the button. Okay. So it's showing on my screen. I don't know if it should be a pop-up on other screens.
Great. You know what? If you've got it, I don't see it, but if you've got it, could you save it for us?
Sure. No problem.
Corazon shows up and we just shove stuff at him. Do this, do that. I apologize. Okay. But we've got that going. So then, we've dealt with the note taking. So now I guess it's time to, start with the agenda. And as I said, we didn't, quite develop one except for that second page of the application. But now's a good time. If anyone has any ideas to throw in, let's take a couple minutes to do that right now.
Well, I've been doing something that I hope maybe Corazon and you, Kirby, can help with. I worked for the census, since they, did the, 2021, then I was doing in the, they have a New York one and all. So I get all the emails from them. Mm. So I've been on that and I've been on YouTube trying to figure out how to make these charts to show the breakdown of the people, like the population and the ethnic and the racial breakdown. In like New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, and Pennsylvania, because that's our listening area, I guess. And I actually got it to where I got it for each state, and I had it like downloaded into a Word document. So I got like 4 Word documents, and then I got a couple of other, I had to put it in separate emails, because I can't figure out how to put it like, they tell you can do it in charts and maps and all, but then they say it's too big to do it and all. So I'm going on YouTube, like, where the census told you how to do all these things. But I got all this information, but it's in all separate, like, Word documents and a couple of emails, and I really don't know how to, like, put it together.
Okay. Okay. Corazon, does that, any of that make sense to you as far as what you've seen?
I mean, it sounds like data sorting and maybe trying to port it from Word to an Excel sheet, but.
Because it gives you the breakdown, like white, black, Asian, Hispanic, for each state and all. And then it tells you like the languages that they speak at home. It gives you all this information, the economic, everything. But I've got a word, a 3 or 4 page Word document for each state. But I don't know how to like put that together so you can put it like on one document.
So is it that you want a one document or like a chart?
No, I don't know because you can't give, like it's too much, like it's too much information. The census gives you too much information. But I couldn't figure out how to like, I was trying to figure out how to just do it into like New York has this much population and New Jersey has this, but it gives you this whole big breakdown. And then it wouldn't let me save it. Like the only way I could save it was on a Word document. Couldn't like make a chart or anything.
Gotcha.
So what information? So like, I guess like what do you or like the group wants? Like what information specifically are you looking for to just like put together? Like just the population and the breakdown of like the racial and categories, or do you want like a little bit more than that, or?
Well, I think that we should collect everything and then throw out what we don't need, but let's take what shows up.
Okay.
And if you want to send that to both me and Corazon, we can take a look at it. Anybody else want
to? Well,
thank you.
I'd just like to add that there's some organizations, like for example, racial justice organizations might already have that information combined. They might have already done studies about it.
Uh-huh.
Also, Wikipedia has categories of information on it.
Really?
Yeah. Like it'll have census information. It'll have world census, so.
Well, I Corazon, is it okay if we both take, I mean, I'm sure you're really busy, so I don't want to keep loading you up with stuff, but How about we do this, Joan? You want to send it to me, and if I can't figure it out, I'm gonna call Corazon and ask him. I'll buy you a sandwich if you help me.
Okay, sounds good.
I know it's just too much. I know, but they give you the info, like the census gives you the information, like on every.
Yeah, I just it's just. Good to get. This is amazing. I'm really overjoyed that you took that on and got that. So we'll take a look at it and see how to sort it out. And we'll be, of course, very open, and we can figure out what the group wants to keep and throw out. But it's great to get it all. And if we can combine that with the social justice organizations, which I don't know how to get, but that's also really, really good. So.
Well, sometimes you can go online and ask questions like, what percentage of people in Los Angeles speak Spanish at home? And then you'll get an answer, and the answer would have, it'll either come from the census or it'll come from some organization that's done a study.
Man, you must have had some teenagers in your house to get these search ideas. That's a good one.
No, it's because I've always complained about Pacifica's programming.
It makes hearty people. So this is, I try to search stuff. I'm really slow. So this is a good thing that you're talking about, Sheila. So as you, if you just have any ideas that come to mind as you go through your day, like search for this and search for that, could you like just put them on a sheet of paper and feed them to us as we move through this?
Yeah, sure.
That'd be super.
We could even have a discussion of what we want to know about New York or WBAI listeners.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Kirby, maybe I'll send you one Word document and you tell me what you think of it.
Absolutely.
I'll send all of them.
Sure, sure.
I like New York, and then you tell me.
Okay. Okay. Yep. And Serene has her hand up.
So I apologize. My attention is divided. I don't know where we are in this discussion. Arif, I would like us to focus on finalizing the application so we can get it in circulation, and then all these ideas about who's in our listening area and so on and so forth can be taken up by the full committee. We're trying to populate. I thought our primary focus in these early meetings was going to be getting to the point where we can populate the full committee.
Yes, great.
Is that where we are?
We are. Well, we're discussing the second page of the application, and we're just discussing what kind of information we want to get and where we might get it, even without, you know, before
no, we don't. No. The purpose of the application is to get people, you know, as broad a base of people involved as quickly as possible, so the committee itself can start doing the research, you know, about who's in the listening area. And I understand that to some extent we want to make sure that in setting up the committee, we're including people who are in the listening area. So it's chicken and egg. Doesn't matter if you're vegan, but you know, I don't want us to get sidetracked into trying to spend so much time building the committee that by the time we actually get to having a committee, we're out of time for this iteration.
Yeah, that's a very good point.
So wise.
I'm sorry.
So wise.
Yeah, yes. Well, I guess what we should do then is move on to that page 2. And let's see what we've collected for reworking that page, and see if we can't come to, maybe we can get that done today. I think that'd be great.
Yeah, let me see if I can find my email with the list of suggestions that I had.
Okay, super. And while Sheila's looking for that, I think we can just I know John was concerned with keeping it shorter, you know, not making it a big, great big document, which is good. The brevity, is good. And, I know Sheila had some specific ideas about, you know, how to format it so that there's like checkboxes and so we can give each checkbox a brief title. So, yes, John.
Yeah. Can someone share the screen of the, of the application, so when she comes back with the list, we can actually see the document that it's referring to.
I think that's a brilliant idea. My computer's no better this week than it was last week. So does anybody have that application on their computer and can screen share it? And let me see what email that was in. What, John, do you remember the date that email went out with that, the revised, application?
I'm looking for
it. Oh, great. Thank you.
Wow.
That sounded like an epiphany from somebody.
No, I just see it on the screen. Well, something anyway.
Oh. Ah. Okay. Somebody did it. Beautiful. Can you scroll down to the part of the application that we're going to be working on, which is probably going to be page 2 once this thing gets filled out. Here is the reverse side. I can only see still the first page. Hey, somebody put something in the chat. Sheila put a bunch of stuff. Okay.
Is that, did it work?
It worked. All right, folks. Somebody's magnifying the application and we've got Sheila's stuff. Can any, I think Serene, you won't be able to see the chat right now. So. So.
No worries. Carry on.
Okay.
Oh, Serene's on the phone. She can't see the share screen either.
Ah, right. Right, right. Okay. So, all right. We've got the tools in front of us. Shall we just start? Oh, who's screen sharing? Would you be able to make edits at this point?
Yes, I can do that.
Oh, what is on? Okay. Yes.
Wow.
Okay.
Oh,
folks.
Good. What is on there? That's wonderful.
Oh, that's Nancy. Nancy's joined us.
So that's not a PDF. That's a Word file. That's great.
Who's John? Is that John Brinkley?
That was John Brinkley, yes.
Okay. That's what I thought.
John is a steadfast contributor to this.
Y'all got good people here in this group. Oh, wonderful.
The best. I hope you
have a cart, a scripted cart to ask the public on the air if they want to join the inclusion.
We'll have to build that later on, but I think once we get our semantics down with this part of it, I think we'll have a crackling cart, I believe. Actually, I'm pretty sure of it because of the, like you said, the quality of folks that are working on this. So maybe we should just dive right in and, you know, in the end, we're going to have to build a new spreadsheet for this, to include everybody's ideas. So I don't know if we want to take the time to do that now, or maybe we can work on that later on once we finalize, what we want to do. What do folks think about that? Okay.
I'm sorry. What did you say?
Oh, my question is, we're going to need to build a new spreadsheet for this page 2 data collection. And
you mean like redo the chart?
I think so. We're gonna expand it so that we've got checkboxes and whatnot.
I want to disagree.
Okay. Please.
I don't think it's that deep. This is going to be our third meeting. And certainly the second one where we focus primarily on the application. I don't think it's that complicated. It does not need to cover every possible demographic twist, broad strokes, and get it out.
Okay. I mean, I know some people talked about like having, like in the chat, Sheila's got an idea for income ranges, and then there's like under 250K, 25 to 50K, like those choices, which would, I mean, if we want to keep that idea, we will eventually.
Why don't we go through the, did anybody else have any additions that they wanted to add? I mean, that's redundant.
But I said it the last meeting, I'm saying it again. There's a difference between recruiting people to be on the committee and then gathering, demographic data from our listeners. You know, when we gather demographic information from our listeners, we want to be more detailed. But for people joining the committee, it doesn't have to be that detailed. We can ensure that we recruit, go actively recruit a wide range or diverse range, but I don't think that we have to be so go so deeply analytical on the application for the COI. I think we just need to recruit people, basic information, and the more detailed information should be in any survey that we take of our listeners.
Okay. Well, you know, that's a very good point. One, it'll streamline what we're doing right now, and we can get this out and get more later. We'll just, I guess maybe what we'll do is let's go through each category and see how much and how little we need to put in it. And if we decide we don't need, like the income ranges, we can table that for the next time. Let's get started with the first.
No. We don't need to table it. We need to go through the application top to bottom and be done. Let's end this tonight.
Well, yes.
Still have to have a recruiting period of about 3 weeks. You know, some people are going to want to send theirs by snail mail. Some people might want to make the request by snail mail. We would like to get started with the actual work.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I was just suggesting that as we go through this right now, I mean, if we, like, Sheila's got a pretty good, I'll just feel like use the income ranges as an example. And we talked about whether, you know, the use of that, but I think as we go through this chart, like that change, we can table it and use that for, as John's suggesting, more data collection. So, like, I just want to.
Okay.
Yes.
My hand is up.
Okay.
Question.
Yes.
How are decisions made in this committee?
I think by consensus.
The members vote. There are four members. We vote.
Okay. So only the four members vote.
I think right. That's the rules. Yeah.
But we as the public are allowed to make suggestions.
Absolutely.
That's been happening from the very beginning.
Okay.
Everybody's been making suggestions.
Yeah, I think we have to. It's the wisdom of the crowd.
Kirby, I would suggest we not use the word table, because table is, I don't want to be a technocrat and I don't know Robert's rules all that well anyway, but when you use the word table, it makes it sound as though we're not making a decision on what is before us.
Okay.
And what you mean is, you will use it in a different phase of the operation.
Not, yeah, I think.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think we're not going to throw it out, but I think if it doesn't fit with what we're doing, which is to get through this quickly, then we'll save it and use it for something else, is what I meant. But maybe the word table is not the right one.
Refrigerate.
I like that. Chill it. Keep it on chill. So then, why don't we dive into what's in front of us then? And we'll just go through each one and, quickly go do a round on keep it, change it, and move on. So first category is women, right? Am I reading that right?
Are you reading from that document that's up there on the screen share?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
And the first selection is woman. Next one is man. So are those, I think we can keep those as is. Any objections?
My suggestion was, sexual orientation is down at the bottom someplace. And my suggestion was to move it up to where that area where it says man, woman. And then I think it said gender something or other.
Mm-hmm.
Non-binary.
I don't know what it says. I can't read it. It's too small. But it says something about gender where you can fill in a blank. But I just thought we could move up sexual orientation so it's in the same area as man, woman, etc., and the gender fill in the blank.
Well, I think that's a good idea. Anybody object to that? I don't know if I see everybody's hands, but I don't see any objection, so we'll do that. Oh, and Corazon just did it. Oh, this is beautiful.
Wow.
Could the host let me in? I would like to see your screenshots.
What do you mean? You're on the phone.
Yes, but I'm trying to join by video so I can see your screen.
Oh, you're in the
If it's too difficult, just forget about it. Oh, somebody did something. I think I'm in now.
You're
okay,
in.
I'm in.
I don't think anything's too difficult for this group. So can you see what Corazon's presenting here? You might have to, in the top bar of the Zoom, click on Corazon's screen. But, beautiful. Is there anything else, Sheila, that you think should go up in that area, in that same category? Anybody else?
Yes, I think I'm sorry.
No, go right ahead.
We put rather not say, because some people did not want to, wanted to give that option.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially about, you know, what is your gender? Some people don't want to say, so we put rather not say. I'd rather not say. But you don't have to do that if you don't want to.
No, go in. Oh, this would be an optional thing for the people filling out the application, you mean, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Green for the staff.
John for the staff.
All right. I believe it's Serene, then John.
So we just need to put somewhere on the application, because apparently the language that was there that says something like, you don't have to provide any of this information in order to be considered.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently that wasn't clear enough. Somewhere we need to say once, all personal data or all personal information is optional, rather than having to insert that on every single question we ask.
Mm-hmm. Yes, good point.
What's your name? You don't have to provide that. What's your blah, blah, blah? You know, it's repetitive, annoying, and it takes up more space.
I think you're right. And I do see Corazon had highlighted that sentence right above this chart. So I think maybe that's a good solution, right, everybody?
It's optional. Yeah, he did it well. All personal data is optional.
Okay.
All personal entry, data entry is optional.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Well, same thing.
All right. Thank you. John, you're up.
The format, to me, the format should have like one gender, and then A, woman, B, man, C, self-identifying or other. So rather, these should all be under a general title, not... You know what I mean? That they should be, like, under a general title, like gender, then woman, be A, man, B, C, you know, that.
You could have check boxes like I did for the income spread.
Mm-hmm.
And it might fit all on the same line.
But I'm saying these should be under a general heading.
Yeah. Like the label could be gender and then checkbox woman, checkbox man, checkbox.
Yeah. Checkbox man, woman, other.
Thoughts on that, General? Anyone want to throw in? I see no objection.
Why are you giving a lesbian, gay man, bisexual, transgender just one box? But you're giving the man and woman their own box. Why?
Oh,
providing for Boston area people, there have been a lot of local protests for immigration quickly that aren't quite getting the crowds of the super.
Is somebody talking?
I'm sorry. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah, I thought that was the answer to that question. Okay. What's your suggestion for changing that, Nancy?
Give a separate line for lesbian, for gay, But because you gave a separate line for man or woman, so might as well give a separate line for gay or bisexual or transgendered.
Well, what John Brinkley just suggested, Nancy, was that we have the category gender and then the check boxes, which could all go in a row, man, woman, other, whatever. And then we could have a category orientation checkbox, gay, checkbox, lesbian, checkbox, you know, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. And how to fight the new illegal bylaws put in the chat that putting all non-cis into a single category is cis normative. So maybe this is...
What was that?
It says putting all non-cis people into a single category is cis normative. Meaning that, you know, it's like how...
But we have two announcements.
I'm not familiar with that term. What is that? Cis normative?
Yeah, I think how that, as I interpreted it, means that this is how cisgendered people would look at non-cisgendered people. And it's like, oh, all you people.
I think the question is, what does cis mean?
Oh,
that's wonderful. You put intersex and questioning. I didn't think about that. We never did that. That's a good idea.
We got some experts here. So yeah. Cisgendered is basically an identity that, like you were born in the hospital. They said, oh, you're a man, and you grow up as a man and you do all the, you know, manly stuff. And that is, as I understand it, cisgendered. And then non-cisgendered would be people that have options, or, you know, they have different, what's the word? They're different people. They're not cisgendered. They have more choices for themselves. Maybe that's a bad way to put it, but.
Another word for cis is heteronormative?
I've heard that, yeah. How to fight the new illegal bylaws is throwing information in the chat. Cis Latin is this side.
Oh, this side.
Yeah. Do you want to come off mute and explain, tell us more, Joyce?
Who's Joyce?
Joyce is how to fight the new illegal bylaws.
Oh, wait, Joyce, I'm not seeing a gal review of the people in this meeting. Are you saying that Joyce is somebody in our meeting?
Yes.
Who is Joyce? Hi, Joyce, who are you?
Well, she's BAI.
They are how to fight the new illegal bylaws. But they're also a good source of information. I mean, I didn't think about that. You know, it's just a point of view. But it looks like Corazon has taken up that, taken the charge and changed all of that. And I think, you know, maybe at some point, I don't know, maybe we could even, I don't know.
Oh, it doesn't have to stay that way. I just put it so you could see what it looked like.
It's a good idea. Yeah, maybe we can just do it like a list like this, and then some designer can go at it later and put the little check boxes in and figure out the most logical and efficient way of listing all the different categories in every section.
I think it looks pretty good, but and thank you again, how to fight the new illegal bylaws. There's more information. I'm not an expert on cisgendered and other, so I don't know, sexual categories by, classifications and stuff. I'm still learning. But, other people that have more information, experience with this, more knowledge, please let us know, because the last thing we want to do is offend any of our audience. So.
This is John. I thought we said that we were going to put all these under the general title of gender.
Yes. That's what,
culture.
I guess, yeah. And I mean, should we, so here's a question. Is it okay like this, or should we put a title of gender up there? Is it a issue of space? Are we saving space this way, or what do people think?
Corazon used the word orientation. Which is better, gender or orientation? Or both words?
I was told that they're different.
Yeah, these are like orientations.
All right. We've exceeded my knowledge on this, so I'm going to need help from the crowd. I'm going to need the wisdom from the crowd. Are we okay? First, are we okay with the list?
How about if we have a heading that says gender/orientation or gender/sexual orientation?
Okay.
Is that all right, Corazon?
Say again that last question.
Is that all right with Corazon?
I mean, I don't know what to say. I'm not like the representative of the whole flag, so I can't say that if it's like, you know, right or not, just that, if you're going for space, I'm guessing, you know, the people who would see it wouldn't be too, you know, put off, just that they know that this is one thing and the gender is another thing. Or maybe it should just stay separate. I don't know.
How do folks feel? I think I like that idea. How do folks feel about that? And the other thing is to put, like, to assign a category, gender, and then all of this follows through that. We have space for that. I mean, I guess we can always expand the rows here.
My hand is up.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Serene. Go ahead.
So gender and orientation are two different things.
Hmm.
So I don't see that we can combine them. I mean, someone can be a woman and they can be, well, straight. They can be gay. They can be bi. They can be asexual. I mean, they're different things.
So maybe, Serene, should we take a space and put gender, and then we've got orientation as another, like we've got three or two under gender, and then self-identifying as orientation, and then that list? I think we could do that.
So self-identifying goes under gender, is that right?
As far as I think, it's self-identifying.
Oh, it says self.
Yeah.
Oh, it moved.
It clicked up.
Self-identified gender.
Yes.
As, oh, okay.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Would that be the same as orientation? Oh, wait.
No.
No. Someone can identify as male, as female, as two-spirit. I mean, that's a different concept altogether from what their sexual orientation is.
Okay. Wow. I'm still learning. I will learn off this chart. So what do we think of what Corazon has done so far? Oh gosh, you can't see that screen.
I zoomed in. I have a little zoom window. I zoomed in on it. So I can move it around, move my window around.
Okay.
I'm not going to point out that it doesn't say straight.
Mm-hmm.
It takes up a lot of space. Can't people just write it in?
Mm-hmm. Like they could, you know, I guess if they wanted to, they could write woman straight, man straight.
Well, if you want a pie, you want to make pies, then you have to have everything like checked, not just handwriting entries.
Yeah, but nobody wants a 3-page application.
Yeah, we're battling the size.
No, but I mean, you want to be able to put it together and show it as a simple, either graph bars or with pies. And if you have something written in, oh, that's going to take a long time to gather. And what are you going to do? You're going to write each entry?
Nancy, this is just for picking people for the committee. This isn't for the whole listening area.
Oh, well, I like it for the whole listening area, too.
Mm. We're going to have to tackle that one later.
How about if we continue with the categories and then the person who designs the thing can worry about how to make it compact and efficient?
Mm-hmm. I'm just giving you a heads up. We had this problem before, and PK mm-hmm. had to put it in a pie or a graph to show because it's pretty and it's easy to understand. And she was saying, no, we can't have written entries. That's, I'm just telling you that.
Okay, we'll keep that in mind for the surveys, but we won't need a pie chart for
this. I thought you were making a survey. This is
No. This is just an application for people who want to join the committee of inclusion.
So you're making the people want to, okay. We don't have that much choice at KPFT. Just anybody, please join. And we never did an announcement on the air, so we had the same people every year. Inside deal.
I see Serene's hand up. She's on the phone, so.
So can we move on to the next category?
I think
that starts with African American.
I think so. Serene, is that a legacy hand, or did you want to chip in on this?
Legacy,
okay. And I just want to point out that How to Fight the New Illegal Bylaws has put in the chat, gender should be lower, at least because women and male are sex categories. So how do people feel like? So
I don't understand, well, lower. What does lower mean?
I think lower on a list. Could you elucidate how to fight the new illegal bylaws? And while we're doing that, for that extra information, I'm looking at African ancestry, European ancestry, Latinx and Caribbean.
Can I make a comment about that word Latinx? There's a member of the WBAI board who strongly objects to the X, the Latinx. I mean, strongly. She's Latina. She strongly objects to Latinx. My thought was the other category, like African ancestry, Europe, those refer to continents. And if we wanted to be consistent, we could say, Central South American ancestry. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Bye.
Not all right. I'm sorry. First of all, the person who was always kicking up about Latinx was not Latino.
No. It's Alejandrina. Alejandrina, not Rachel Barr.
I am speaking. I have never heard Ale complain about Latinx. Maybe she's done it on a meeting where I was not present, but I know plenty of Latino people, including some of whom I am related to, who have no problem with Latinx. So if Ale has a problem with it, someone can ask her, but it's used by a number of people. In fact, we went through this whole thing before with Juan Gonzalez's use of it, et cetera, et cetera. You know, I really hope we don't feel the need to just reinvent the wheel for the sake of reinventing the wheel. With regard to African, what is it, African ancestry?
Mm-hmm.
Why we now need a category for what, Central American ancestry?
I was suggesting Central and South American ancestry.
So,
in place of what?
Latinx. Because the other categories are by continent. They're continental.
Hmm. Well, there are Latinx people who are in the Caribbean. So how are we going to... I mean, if we're
Caribbean using words
that are generally accepted and generally understood and are not seen as offensive by the people who they're being used to describe, I don't think we need to change it just so that we can have the latest wording.
I know you can't see.
Go ahead, Corazon.
I was just going to say, I know you can't see the screen, Ms. Reem, but I put Latin with the at sign. Because I remember when I was a kid that they used to use that to mean Latino and Latina.
Okay. I didn't know that. Would that, you know, the other thing about the Central and South America is that, like, people from Puerto Rico are, you know, Latinx. So, I don't know. I don't know the answers to these things. I know it's, I guess, how people feel.
Hispanic, that's not a good word. It comes from a place somewhere in Europe. Anyway, it's not used, correct. It's not the correct word.
Is Mexico considered part of Central America or is it part of North America?
I don't know, but I know we had a board member that said, I am not Latin. Don't call me Latin. I'm not from Spain. And this, she says, I have Mayan blood, you know. And then Rodrigo.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. There's a lot of Maya in Guatemala.
Mm.
And then Rodrigo Bravo said, I prefer Chicano. Mm.
Could we,
he didn't like Latinx.
Could we get away with Latinx or Latin A and then / Chicano?
This is what I do. I do Spanish language culture. That's my own word.
Mm.
Right. But, you know, a lot of quote Latino people don't really care to have, although the language is Spanish, it's not Spanish culture, right? And to say Chicano is Mexican. And, right, I just said, although the language is Spanish, the culture is not from Spain or the people who we're talking about here when we use the term Latino. And with regard to using the term Chicano, Chicano refers to Mexican Americans. There are a whole mm-hmm. bunch of people who speak Spanish who have never been anywhere near Mexico. So why would we go to Chicano? Are we also going to list Dominican and Puerto Rican and Chilean and what?
I think Latinx, I've heard people use that a lot here. I know there's a debate, but I thought if we have a like Latinx and then whatever else people might want to use, maybe we could have two things in this line. Would that be, that's my basic thought. Could we compromise and have two different call outs?
Well, you can put several words on the same line if you want them all clicked on one click.
Well, I would, you know, also just to.
What about Mexican / Latin American ancestry?
I don't know. What would the Puerto Ricans think? But
Puerto Rican would say Caribbean, wouldn't they? Wow. And would Cubans say Caribbean?
Wow. This is a quandary. I wonder, like if we had, let's just pretend like we want to get this out today. What do we think would be the least offensive term or terms we could put on this line?
What about Spanish speaking?
Mm-hmm.
That's why I said Spanish language culture.
Mm.
But some of them don't speak.
Mm-hmm.
They were not allowed
there are a whole
to speak.
Bunch of there are a whole bunch of, quote, Latino people who do not speak Spanish, or at least not significantly better than I do, which ain't good.
Yeah, and their American school teachers prohibited them from speaking Spanish, so they cannot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like that, what John just said.
Mm-hmm. How's anybody have any objections to what John said?
Yeah, because a lot of, like, as Nancy herself mentioned earlier, a lot of people from Mexico and Guatemala speak Mayan languages.
Mm-hmm.
No, no, I didn't say that.
Oh, well.
Somebody said she's from Mayan. She's not from Spain, so don't call her Latin. I said, okay.
Right. Well, anyway, it's the truth. There were a lot, like when they had a big immigrant demonstration in New York, there were groups of people who didn't speak Spanish. They looked like they were from Central and South America, but they didn't speak Spanish.
This is John. I think we're going to be going down a rabbit hole if we, this is a general application for the committee. Some of this discussion should be part of a program, you know, where you can go with the subtleties and think we just need a gross, category so that, we have some diversity. I don't think we need to, you know, split hairs and keep on, we'll never get it done. And it's counterproductive to the purpose of getting a diverse group, not to the nth degree, every little subset category on the committee. That's for analyzing the listener, audience. So, which would then affect the programming. Maybe the programming would go in more detail, more subtleties, but just to get people on the committee who, hit broad categories and who are sensitive to nuances in our discussions and so on. But as far as the application, I think we're getting ready to go down a rabbit hole of too much detail.
Well, I think John makes a really good point. I think we could settle on just a few of the words that we brought up, and then send the application out, and then we'll get feedback. And it's just feedback; they're not going to kill us. But if we, you know, I know there's a debate, but I do think like putting
Corazon put Latino/Latina circle choice.
Yep. I think, that might, and if we really feel like we're in trouble, we could maybe, you know, I don't know. I thought Spanish language culture might be nice because a lot of people don't speak Spanish, but they do. That's, you know, the, Latin culture is their culture, even though they don't speak the language. But I don't want to, I think maybe it's just simplest the way Corazon has it here, which is serene. It is Latino/Latina/circle choice. Do we think we can get away with that, folks?
Or you could put another slash and say Spanish language culture on the same line with Latino.
Well, if
Latina.
It was, I would prefer just the Latino, Latina rather than Spanish language culture. That's just my preference, but.
Okay. Well, I think, if anyone doesn't have any objections to what we put down, I think we've filled that category.
Mexican people don't like being called Latin. And I think we have more Mexican people in Texas than we have people from Spain.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about New York, though.
Hmm. Well, maybe, okay, so let's do this. Let's leave it as it is, and if ideas keep burning, we'll come back and have that discussion. But it's a good point. I know that people here.
No. I object. Let us vote if we have to vote and move on. We're not just going to keep recycling the same discussion.
Okay.
We are not the committee. Whatever, whoever joins the committee, if they happen to be Spanish language, cultural, Latino, Latina, Latinx, whatever, they can help us improve the next round of applications.
Hmm.
But let's settle stuff and move on.
Well, you know, there was a time when they had colored on an application, and I would have to check that, even though I didn't like it, but I knew that was the best category to describe who I was. You know, so.
What's the word, John? What word are you talking about?
I'm saying we should not be overly sensitive to the different nuances. We just want to get the broad category so that, we can get a diverse group of people. I remember a time when there was, applications that had colored on it. And I would have to check off
color.
I would have to check off color, even though it was somewhat offensive, but it was the best category for me to fit into. So, you know, let's not get hung up on insignificant nuances just to get people on the committee. We can talk about that in terms of programming, the survey of the listenership and so on. But right now, we're only going to get about 4 or 5 more people on the committee. So we're going to have so many subcategories that don't make sense.
Well, John, I think you and Serene have come to the point where I think we should vote on this category and then move on. I forgot the tool of the vote. So let us take a vote. All in favor of how Kurhan's got it? Should we just...
Who's talking?
That was Kirby.
Oh. So okay. I thought I heard a woman's voice.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I'm in 2 meetings at the same time.
So. Oh, I see. Oh, double doing.
And that's actually Queen Mother Imako, who is doing a presentation at an open mic thing.
Mm. Okay. All right, folks, we're in a vote. We are in a vote on this category, Latino/Latina-Circle Choice. All in favor, all committee members in favor. Can we see a show of hands or?
I'm not a member. I'm just the public here.
Sorry, what's the choice? What's the choice?
The choice is, for this item, it's Latino/Latina-Circle Choice.
Or?
I'm not sure what does circle choice mean?
Oh, just giving people, you know, some people, Latinx is feminizing or masculizing, I guess. So some people want to, you know, make sure that they are counted as Latino or Latina.
Can we put O, A, or X as endings and just move on? They have already O or A. Latino/Latina.
That's a good idea.
That's what Corazon has. Latino/. Oops, now he's changing it.
Yep.
I'm just doing it real time.
What Corazon has put down, Serene, is Latin/O/A/X. So let's vote on that. What do we think?
I'm sorry. Also intimidated. I'm about to drop one and get on another second meeting. Anyway.
That's
what
cool.
Whoops, I'm sorry, Serene, what'd you say?
The other choice, Spanish language heritage.
No, we're not using Spanish language culture. Please stop. O, A, or X. Can we have those three?
Latin/O/A/X. Just one line. So,
Serene, I was just relating somebody else's suggestion.
Hmm. Yeah.
I don't think I was responding to you because I didn't hear your voice. I wasn't speaking in response to whatever you said. I didn't hear whatever it was you said. I was asking Kirby for a clarification. Corazon?
Hello?
You good with O, A, or X and X?
He put that in.
I just went with what I heard you say.
Now, so I'm asking Corazon.
I mean, if I saw it, I would just circle the letter that I liked and then would keep going down the list, answering or not answering.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
I vote for that. Can
you don't need to put circle, right? It's either one of those three choices and you just check that box.
Yeah,
you
don't
really
need
have to. We don't need to circle.
Yeah, we don't need to add any words to this category. So we've got one in favor. And we need to hear from John and Joan.
Don't count me. I'm not going to vote.
I said yes. OAX without the circle.
Okay, we've got two for as is. Joan, what's your vote?
I told you, write it in.
Ah, okay. Well, but can we? What do you think of this category?
Whatever you do.
Okay. So that's a grudging yes. Could be better, but we're going to go with it now. I think that's unanimous here. So, folks, we can move to the next category.
Yay.
All right. So the next item in category is Caribbean. Anybody feel one way or another about that? I don't see, is a hand up? I've got to scroll through. I see no hands up. So I think that we can move on to the next one. That's okay.
Let me just say this. Just like we had gender, it's a main heading. I think all this should be under a main heading of ethnicity.
Mm.
You know, African, European, Latin, OAX. Could be the general category, and these would be ethnicity. There you go.
And Nancy, you were saying something?
No. Same word, ethnicity, yes.
Okay. Okay.
Well, thank you, Corazon.
Yeah, he's on top of it. So, does everybody want to do that? Does the voting group, we put a ethnicity, line in there. Corazon's got it. We feel good with that? Everybody okay? Anybody object? Okay. Hearing no objections. We'll keep ethnicity in and Caribbean. We're down to that. So now we move on to East Asian / Pacific Islander. Does that cover everybody that needs to be covered?
I have a comment. The general categories, he's putting them in red. The subcategories should all be like in black because it'll be confusing. You see what I mean? If you scroll up, general category is sex. Is that what it is? I thought it was going to be gender or something.
Wrote what I heard, so I can change it. But it's only red because it's in. I'm editing it, so this is the markup.
Got it.
The final.
I was thinking it'd be cheaper to print these all in black and white, so.
So indent them so that you know that they are sub under them.
Mm-hmm. And maybe we can bold them too. We'll figure out a visual style. So then is there, so we are down to East Asian Pacific Islander. So is that encompassing? Is that excluding anybody?
Oh. What do you think? I guess I'm going to start being nice.
Okay, I think maybe we've got consensus on that one. We'll move to the next one. South Asian. Everybody okay? Everybody looks like it's okay.
What is South Asian? What's an example?
India. Pakistan.
Okay.
Sri Lanka.
Okay.
Mm. Thanks, Sheila. All right. That works. And then, so the next category is, we looked at Arab was on the list before, but Sheila had thought that West Asian would be a better category. And I think
you can put both with a slash.
I think that's, Corazon might have put Arab dash West Asian.
That was when I was making my notes last week.
Oh, okay.
That's a markup.
I think we should include the word Arab. Unless there's a West Asian, does that include Arabs?
Yes.
I mean, do Israelis think of themselves as West Asian?
West Asian is a more modern, I don't know, like the word modern, but it's the latest term for Middle Eastern.
Hmm. It's a refinement, you mean?
I don't know. I don't know who thought it up. It's a change.
Hmm.
All the progressives use the term West Asian.
So how about just to clear up any confusion, maybe West Asian slash Arab? Would that?
Yeah, I would keep the word Arab. Arab is a nice word, especially at this time of our lives.
All right, Corazon's made the immediate markup. Should we vote on it? Is there enough? Is there a consensus or?
I think there's consensus.
Okay. See no hands up. Great. Beautiful. All right. Next category. Indigenous, First Nations, and then slash add nation. Because there was discussion about giving Indigenous people, you know, they might.
Well, yeah. Well, my suggestion was category indigenous, just the word Indigenous and then a space and then nation colon blank. First Nations apparently is the term used in Canada for, like, in North America, people will say Indian or Native American. In Canada, they use the term First Nations.
Okay. Good to know. Good to know. Serene's got her hand up.
Serene? Is that a legacy hand? She's in another meeting.
Can someone define? Can someone check? Can I be heard?
Yes.
Yes, we hear you now.
Yeah. Can someone read the definition for me of West Asian?
Oh yeah, from the Wikipedia or something. Let me see.
Yeah, or anywhere. Thanks.
Oh, I think Sheila's on it. I think Sheila's looking it up. And so while she's doing that, am I right? Sheila, are you looking it up?
Yeah, I'll look it up.
Super. Thank you. Thank you. So, while she's looking up that, let's, take on this Indigenous slash nation. The idea that we, you know, the idea was to make sure that Indigenous people could list or name their own nation. And I think it's good because in Los Angeles, I know there's Tongva and Chumash, but there's like three other people that I don't know. So that would give us more info. Serene's got her hand up. Let's see.
No, I asked my question already. I'll take it down.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. I like that idea of giving Indigenous people the space to add to our knowledge base. So I think I guess it should say Indigenous. Could we say name, you know, I don't know how we would put that. Name your nation, add your nation, your nation. Is the idea a good one, just in the direction we're going? Is that okay? Okay, no objections to the direction. It was just a word.
Oh, and yeah. We ruled out Native American already, right?
So, anyway, we
Native Americans, I don't think we had that on the list.
Yeah,
I think that was wrapped up in Indigenous. We feel about that.
We just posted the list for the graduates.
Anybody have any new information?
Yeah, Indigenous refers to Indigenous people around, they could be from any nation.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Or region around the world, any
around the world
except South the Antarctic.
Do we need this level of?
I think this should be the survey you're going to send out to members, because we've done so much work to make it so specific. What you've done here is like doing the work. Of the survey.
Well, the survey is definitely going to come after this application goes out. But for now, part of the idea, we don't really need to have a lot of stuff, but we do want to include enough so that
I found several groups of people in the West Asia. But
I'm waiting for Kirby to finish with his section on Indigenous.
I was just going to say that this application does invite people to think about it. So we haven't Indigenous, and I'd like to make some two words that say you're welcome to name your country, your nation. I'm not quite sure how to
word. I don't think we need, excuse me, Kirby. I don't really think we need to say you're welcome to, because, there's a blank there. A space, and I think most people know that they can fill in the blank if they want to.
Okay. I mean, I certainly would if I, you know, knew. I do have Indigenous ancestry here in America, but I don't know the tribe. But if I knew it, I would fill it in. So.
I would just say Native American, you know, because I don't think we need to go all around the world to get one or two people. I mean, we're going to really try and find somebody who's Indigenous to Australia in order to get them on the committee.
I'm grinning, John, because that's exactly what I was thinking.
It's not a survey. It's not like we're going to send this to make a special point of sending this to like only Indigenous people. We'll be lucky if we get 50 people to fill it out. It's just by writing Indigenous, like we don't want to exclude Indigenous people who aren't Native Americans.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what I'm saying?
I hear what you're saying myself. I would love to, like, I would love to get some Indigenous Australians in the mix. You know, they've got, people that suffer from white supremacy in different countries or continents have a lot of stuff to say. So my feeling would be that the category for Indigenous is more opening. And I think that would be, you know, as I see it, I think that's what we want to do. But I guess maybe this is something.
I felt adding nation is just, I felt respectful.
Mm-hmm. I think it invites people to see more in this. And I think that's a good thing. If more people can see themselves somehow in it. So should we vote on this? I think we should vote on it. Anybody that is not in favor of Indigenous and would prefer?
I'm not in favor of Indigenous.
Okay. John, you said you're not in favor, right? I think, is that what he said? I think that's what he said.
I said I'm not in favor of Indigenous. I'm in favor of Native American.
Thank you. Thank you, John. So
for the application here, and Theo.
Okay, and Serene.
So, going by what I hear our two Native American programmers say, I hear them say indigenous. So I'm fine with the term indigenous, and I do not think that we necessarily need to have people identify which particular nation or nations, many are more than one, in terms of their ancestry. I don't think it's, you know, if folks, you can leave a box, if folks want to put it, that's fine, you know. So, but I think right now we have indigenous, and you can put in parentheses nation. Was that the suggestion?
The possible suggestion, yeah.
The suggestion was okay. Nation, colon, blank.
Okay, word blank. Let me.
I don't think it's necessary, but I'm not going to object to it.
Okay. Anybody else on the board want to vote? Joan, what do you feel?
I think indigenous is wrong.
Okay. And, I'm going through the thing. Who else is on the board here? We've got John, Serene, Joan.
I'm sorry. I just saw that.
Who else is here on the board?
That's it.
Yeah. Okay, so it's a two.
Wait a minute. How many is that?
Okay, wait a second. Cortison, what were you saying? And then Sheila?
I guess how to fight new illegal bylaws / Joyce was putting news flashes in the chat talking about the changes that the PNB chair is proposing or doing or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess they're in that meeting and they're posting. I didn't know if anyone else could see the chat. That's why I had interrupted.
Oh, thank you.
There's another meeting going on.
Yeah.
Am I supposed to be in that meeting?
Probably.
Finance.
I'm so scared. No, I'm missing a meeting.
No, it's the National Finance Committee. I've got it on. I'm listening to it. It's quite the whatever they're talking about has no effect on the on this. Work that this committee is taking up at this point. The bylaws do say that we would normally interact with the LSB as well as the national board as well as station management. The work that we have to do is going to be the work we have to do regardless of who we end up reporting to. And hopefully by the time we actually have some work to report, that mess will be cleared up.
Okay, Serene, are you ready to hear the definition of West Asian?
I am.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. It says, I apologize, this is from Google. It says, West Asia is the westernmost region of Asia as defined by most academics, UN bodies, and other institutions. The sub-region consists of Anatolia, the Arabian Peninsula, Iran, Mesopotamia, the Armenian Highlands, the Levant, the island of Cyprus, the Sinai Peninsula, and the South Caucasus. Okay. Period.
Wow. Thank you, Sheila.
That's West Asia. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Not being an academic, I have not been using it. Thanks so much.
Beautiful.
Right. You'll hear it on lefty podcasts.
Fantastic. Thank you. All right. So we're good with that category, folks. That's all good for West Asian / Arab. So we voted on indigenous. The next line is human race.
Yeah, some smarty pants put that in.
Well, I don't know. I kind of like it, but we might, if we don't have space, we'll probably take it out.
Take it out, because otherwise everybody's going to check it and leave everything else blank.
Probably. Okay. Do we need to vote on that? We've heard from non-board members, but the board hasn't weighed in. All right, maybe put a line through that one, Corazon. The next one is mixed race.
Oh, you need that. Some people will have checked the other boxes, and then they'll put mixed race, so you have two checks.
Mm-hmm. That's good. We've been needing to do that with the census for a couple decades. All right, no objection. Are there any objections to mixed race? Okay, seeing none, we're gonna.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. It's really hard to do two at once. Ask the question again. sorry.
That's okay.
I'll probably hang up on you guys and leave you, except, you know. No. I know we want to finish this. What's that about human race and mixed race and what?
There was a line item for human race, which we decided to, you know, the group said, no, don't do that. So we took that off. The next line is mixed race, which people think we should.
I'm sorry, the category is race?
It's just a line in the ethnicity category. Thank you, Corazon. And the line in ethnicity is mixed race.
Did the original have mixed race?
No.
Yeah, I don't think.
But it was that the Joyce person had mentioned that in the chat, that, you know, maybe it would be good to put mixed race and human race. So that was why I typed it. But I mean, I'm not saying vote for it or whatever. Just include it.
Well, I think we're going to assume that everybody who's applying is human, if not humane.
Hopefully.
I don't think we need to specify that. And I don't know about mixed. I mean, aren't many people, quote, mixed at this point? I mean, you know, that whole DNA thing.
Even the Nazis are mixed race.
Sorry?
Even the Nazis are mixed race these days.
Under ethnicity, just check all that apply. Mixed to ethnicity.
Or as many as you wish.
Mm-hmm.
Or as many as you wish.
Okay, so that saves us some space on the mixed race line. Is that what?
Yeah, so you don't need mixed.
Okay. I think Serene is in agreement with that. She's in
Are you in agreement, Serene? She's listening to finance.
Yes, I think she is.
Silence is consent.
I said as many as you wish, right?
Yes.
Did we go with as many as you wish?
We did.
Yes.
Check all that apply.
Yeah.
Okay, so
again, if we wanted to make sure that people understood that it was that things were optional. We shouldn't say as many as apply. It should be as many as you. I think as many as you wish.
Okay. I think that is even more inviting. I mean, it invites people a little bit more. This semantics is more inviting. So I think maybe we're done with this line. I don't see. No one's blowing up. There's no hands going back and forth. Okay, so we're all right. We are good on ethnicity until we bring something else in. So I think we can move on to person with a disability or differently abled.
Physically challenged?
Rather than all disabilities are physical.
Okay. Challenged. I don't know what to say, but disabled.
Well, someone who is neurodiverse may not have a physical a yes. physically expressed talent.
Mm-hmm. I'll read it again. Person with a disability / differently abled.
Oh, that sounds nice.
It sounds okay.
Is there room for the person to indicate their disability if they chose to do so?
We could make room. We could absolutely make room. Like another line that says, describe if you wish. Does that sound okay?
Well, there's already a disclaimer at the top of something about fill in whatever you wish.
Mm-hmm. So what Corazon's written down is describe if you'd like. It's person with a disability / differently abled. The next line says describe if you'd like. No objections. Sheila, you think that there's a wasted space there?
Describe what you wish?
Yes.
I was just trying to think of, what about the all-purpose colon with a blank space? Is that too vague?
You know, I think it should at least have an offer like describe or something, just a word. That's because it's on its own separate line underneath a person.
Okay.
So just I think
that's me. I got knocked off and I'm coming back on video.
Okay, super. So I think it would be nice, but can we, what do people think? Am I putting too much in that? I certainly wouldn't mind the chance to describe what has disabled me because it's, you know, it's not like, you know, somebody puts that in and we know what it is, like somebody with, neurodiversity could do a march, but I couldn't. So I don't know. I won't beat this. I think this is good. I think we're moving on to the next line. Unless anybody really objects. Nope, we're going. Okay. The next line.
Who is the host? Can the host let me in again?
So
I can see your screen.
Yeah.
Oh, but it's too difficult. Never mind.
Oh, no,
nobody's sharing a screen right now.
Okay.
Yeah, Sheila, we do have a shared screen up. Corazon's sharing a screen.
We do?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, so sorry.
Well, I wonder how come I'm not seeing it.
Yeah. You know, at the very top of your Zoom screen.
Oh, I see it now.
Oh, there it is.
Great. Thank you for letting us know, Sheila. That's good. It's good that we can all see it. All right. So, and Nancy, yeah, I see you're back in. Okay, super. So the line is formerly incarcerated. And I see what do folks feel about this one?
I think that's fine.
Okay. Nobody thinks it's asking too much. All right.
Is this application going to people who are incarcerated?
You know, I don't know that answer to that question, but I imagine we could get it to people who are.
Well, there'll be a cart, and people can request a copy of the application be sent to them, whether they're behind bars or not.
So the questionnaire should say...
How we would... Sorry?
Then the question would be better phrased, currently or formerly incarcerated.
What does it say now?
Formerly incarcerated.
Yeah. What I was going to add is that I don't know how those folks who are behind bars would necessarily be able to participate. Mm-hmm. Although it would be a wealth of information, you know,
yeah,
for us about how. But then, you know, on the other hand, that everything they send us would be open to be read by by the COs.
There,
I don't know if they're allowed to do Zooms or not. Yeah, you might
want to ask you. They're not allowed to do Zooms. They can schedule, in some places, schedule video visits. But of course there's a fee for that. And, you know, our 2-hour meeting at this time of the day is certainly not going to qualify. So,
I'd have to double check, but I mean, I'm not saying we have to do anything with this now, but I'm just was going to say in general that there are some people who are in jail or incarcerated or whatever, and they do a lot of stuff with that PGP keys, because I was helping some people on the ArtNet, translate stuff essentially. They needed some information on, I guess, some statistics or whatever, and I was just on there helping them. So they're getting information around.
There are Shereen, before these questions are formally incarcerated, it says describe if you'd like.
Yeah, that goes with the person with a disability or differently abled.
Doesn't that go with everything on the form except for their name and the area in which they live?
This one is specifically about the disability, what the nature of the disability is.
Okay. It's been my experience that many of the people with disabilities don't recognize they have them.
Well, there's a lot. That's true. There's a lot of people that don't.
There are some people who are incarcerated at home. I don't, Leonard Peltier is under house arrest for the rest of his life. We would be only so gifted if Leonard Peltier joined our COI.
Man. Well, we can make a special request. So I guess the question about this is, do we want to try to bring in people who are incarcerated into our COI and what way they can participate? Would that be something that we'd want?
Yeah, I think it would be.
So the question should be changed to currently or formerly incarcerated.
I think that would cover
it. In fact, we don't even have to put it there.
Or it could be incarcerated, checkbox, current, checkbox formally.
But we don't really have to put it, do we?
I'm not sure what you mean, Nancy.
Well, where it's like, if you're formally incarcerated, up until this point, you could have checked any of those boxes. But you're just trying to find somebody who's not formerly incarcerated. Some people may want to keep that private, and they don't, you know, put anything there. If somebody wants to be open about it, then they'll put it there. I guess it's okay.
I think it invites the information, you know.
Yeah, it's more inviting. That's true.
And we do have we've got a line right up above that says you don't have to fill anything. So if we're good and we want to do that, then this line should be changed to currently or formerly incarcerated. That's just the quickest change we could do.
That's realistic.
Say again?
How are we going to, with the exception of Leonard Peltier, who's not behind bars, how are we going to get a incarcerated person to participate in on these meetings?
You know, I think that if they were on the committee, we could simply, you know, we could email them information and they could, I guess correspondence, you know, it'd be long distance participation. I mean, that was my thought when I was thinking, when I first heard this.
Real crazy. I don't care everybody's phone number.
Do we think?
By the way, there was also a lawyer in Queens who was incarcerated. He famously fought the, I think it was Chevron Gas.
Oh, Steve, Donziger.
Donziger, yeah. He was in his house for, apartment for 3 years.
Well, yeah, I think, you know, there's all kinds of, descriptions.
We're looking for folks on this committee, not just the demographics of everyone in the area. And I think if we could formally incarcerate people, that represents a nice category of folks to bring on to the committee, as opposed to the one or two people who are, if you want to say, formally incarcerated, not behind bars, or something like that, but to say currently incarcerated, you bring in everyone in the prison system as a potential. And I don't think that is, that it's practical.
Okay. Okay. Well, now the, now this decision is above my pay grade, so we'll have to take a vote.
So
the vote is going to be, to leave this entry as is, formerly incarcerated, or to change it to, currently or formerly incarcerated. So I, John is of course leaving it as it is.
I'm sharing this.
I don't want to speak for you, John, but I think that's what you were saying, right?
Yes.
Okay. Serene, what's your take on this?
I thought somebody needs to mute. It's really just, I've got enough going on here without that.
Let's see. Oh, it was, I think you muted. Okay.
I raised that question earlier, which is how we would go about, you know, involving the person in our meetings. Mm-hmm. Maybe one of the things that we could come up with as a committee. I mean, so it was different when, if we're talking about someone who's in Rikers, for example, where we can literally take a bus out there, although who would want to, but anyway, we could take a bus out there. And actually, you know, a couple of us, I don't know how many people are allowed to visit at a time if they're non-family. I mean, you know, there are all sorts of restrictions, right? But we could conceivably have conversation with this person. But
connection
and on what?
Connection.
Don't help me, thanks. But as a general matter, I cannot right now conceive of how we can meaningfully incorporate someone on the committee, but in terms of needing to understand the needs of people who are programming needs, such as they are of people who are incarcerated, we should come up with something. So I don't object to leaving it on the application. If there's someone who is inside, who is motivated enough to send in an application, we would then have to talk about, you know, with them, about how we could realistically include them. So I won't object to the word currently being added, although I don't see it right now how it could happen.
Okay. Well, that gives us 1-4, 1 against, and the tiebreaker would be Joan.
I don't know.
The decision is on the line formerly incarcerated, and the choice is to leave it like that or to
add. Yeah, I know what it is, but I don't know what to say.
I'm sorry. Okay.
I'm going with what Serena's saying, how we would work with the people in that are currently incarcerated. Maybe we could ask David Rothenberg how they do that, but then he deals with the people that are out, so I don't know.
Okay. So it sounds to me like we're going to leave this line as it is, formerly incarcerated. And we can find out after the application goes if this is good or we need to change it. And once people come in, we can actually just invite anybody else. So maybe the quickest thing to do now is just to leave it as is and go to the next category. No, I'm not sensing any objection to doing that. So that's what we're going to do. Okay, good. All right. So the next line is immigrant. Everybody okay with that? Any concerns?
It's okay.
Yes, John. Oh, John said okay. Okay, John said it's okay. Thank you, John. That's John's sending in blitz messages. This is good. All right. So,
sorry. If John said okay, I probably want to disagree. What was that?
It's really hard to talk and laugh. So, the line is immigrant. That's the next line. And John said, indeed, he's okay with that line.
That's most of the people in the country.
Uh-huh.
Only the indigenous people. Anyway, go ahead.
Dig that, or else you were dragged over here. But okay, so it sounds like immigrant's good. I don't think we need to vote on it, but and no one has anything to add, I guess. So good, good, good. All right. So now these two lines kind of go together.
Everything with the way that Trump and his crew are rounding up people, do you think that would cause people pause to identify as an immigrant?
We were talking about this a lot, John, and I hear exactly what you're saying. But I think I don't know. This is like, so should we take this off? Is the question here? How do people feel about that? You know, Serene's okay with it on. It's a good question.
How we treat ourselves.
John, well, sorry.
People, again, people don't have to answer, so I think we should move on.
Okay, okay. So we've got folks, anybody object to leaving immigrant on?
We already said describe if you'd like, so if they don't want to say they're an immigrant, they don't have to say.
Super. It looks like a consensus is to leave this on. Great. Okay, so the next two lines talk about age, and they do go together, so I'll read them both. One is under 25 years old. The other is over 65 years old.
Ooh, you're leaving out 26 to 64.
Under 25 and over 24.
Oh, Joan, I'm so sorry. Could you say that again?
Under 25 and over 25.
That was an elegant solution. All right, folks, what do we think?
Well, I did think about this. If you don't check under 25 and you don't check over 65, does that mean you are between 25 and 65? Or does it mean you didn't necessarily want to check that you're over
65. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's
an interesting question. I know that we have a shortage of people. I would actually change that under 25 to under 30. The older I get, the more that category matters. But certainly, you know, a lot of BAI's listeners, I think, are over 65. Like most of its programmers, most of its staff. So, I think under 30, and I think we should ask people, please choose one. I think that's one thing where we can actually say we want to span the age ranges. How do folks feel about actually making sure people answer that question?
So we want the semantics in this to pinpoint. I think that's a good thing. Joan was saying something and I stepped on her. Joan, what were you saying?
Oh, I said under 25 and over 25.
Okay. Under 25 or over, and then we would be, we would first update that to under 30 and over 30, but then, targeting, specific semantics to, let people know that we want younger people. So this is a good.
No, don't be like that, because you're going to have, we have 80 years old programmers.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you add, just to have it all ready for the survey, under 25, that's fine. Under 35, that's fine. Under 45, under 55.
I no. think it's no, 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 more no. useful
over
to have.
I would like to know the age brackets of our listeners, actually. So I would get this all ready for the survey, and then it's done. Then you can get it. You can have the what do you call it, recruiting and for the survey for the it's already, it's almost all ready for the survey.
Okay, and then Serene had something to say, and then Joan was going to add. So, Serene, mic is yours.
Legacy, sorry.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, Joan.
Oh, actually, my hand wasn't up.
No, you
I just, it just went up.
You started to
no,
speak.
No, I've been muted. That was somebody else. That was somebody else. Sorry.
Okay. Okay. So, Joan, am I going crazy? Was that you who were? Who...
I said that's too many.
Yeah, the whole list? Yeah. Yeah, I think.
Don't you want to know the age of your listeners?
No.
Not, oh, really?
Pointed.
No, this
important.
Is
please, Nancy. You want a 10-page application?
Yeah, this is
no, it's really important to know the age of your listeners.
Yeah, it's important to know everything, okay?
But no. What if everybody,
we're not dealing with a listener
what
survey.
If everybody is over 65, then
we're doing a thing to get people on the committee, okay, Nancy?
Yeah, let me just for clarification, this application doesn't need to collect a whole lot of information for the survey. The survey will be a different thing. And so that will be a different wording and setup. Yes, Sheila.
If I recall, Serene commented that she thought this should be a required question because we do want, she said, we do want a range of ages in the Committee of Inclusion. I think that's what she said.
Yes,
my suggestion is really simple, just to have little checkboxes. Checkbox under 25 or under 30, checkbox 30 to 50 or whatever. And, just like three or four different categories. It's no big deal. It just takes up one line and it's chick, 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 to check. That's it. It's real fast. It doesn't take up a lot of room. It's all on one line.
It's already.
Okay. And of course,
because we definitely need some younger people.
Mm-hmm.
And they should, get preference.
So we're going
to. Under 30, and then the second would be like from 31 to 40. Or, 31 to 40, and the next one would be.
Or 45 to 65.
Well, don't leave out anybody.
65 to 150.
Yeah. No, Nancy, they're
over 65, it says. That's covered. But what you don't have is the middle-aged people.
Mm-hmm.
So say 31 to 45. And 41 to 64.
30 to 45. 45.
31, no, not under. 31.
Under 30.
Under 50. Under 30 is also under 50. So you need to put a range like from,
yes, under 30, 31 to 45.
Yeah, 31 to 45. How about 31 to 41? Or 30 to 40. And then 41 to 50.
30 to, that's,
I think we'll save space if we do the larger.
Yeah, 15 years is, I think that's enough. 30 to 45. Those are like younger than my kids.
Then 46 to 65. You're making a big jump there.
Yeah, but I think we could do the big jumps.
They'll make it 60, you know, and then over 60.
So I think that the wording on this should be under 35, 35 to 50. What are we going to go for? Under, I think we should, you know, under 30, under 35, and then the next gap, and then the next gap. And we can hopefully, that will take up just one line.
36 to what? 46?
46?
Let's go 36 to 50. Well, that's a big jump. Okay, and then from 51, next one will be 51 to
65.
64. 60.
Well,
64.
What
if we just, 51 to 64. What no, you already 65? Have 65. You already have 65 there.
Well, what if we just
over 65?
What if we go 51 to, you know, dot, 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 and then we got everybody?
What?
No, you.
Sir.
We have 80 years old programmers. You know that?
Yeah, so, I mean, 51.
I'm sure y'all have at your station, too.
No, they're all like 18. No, I'm kidding. But if we go over 51, 2, and then leave it blank, that will encompass.
No, you have to put in a range, 51, 2, like you put it, 51. There's a big difference
between people who are 51 and 65.
How long is this meeting slated to last?
One extra category doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt to make
it. It doesn't hurt at all.
Yeah. Okay. 51 to 65. That's fine, fine. 64. Okay. Over 65.
Over 65, okay.
Then deceased.
And okay. Can I take your social security check?
Right.
Okay, folks. So what we've got here is now four lines. Maybe we can condense it to three. But it's under 30, under 35, and then 36 to 50, 51 to 64, over 65. That's what's there. And also, this is a good question Carson asked. Do people need to leave? And should we take this
up? I need to leave. I don't count. Y'all almost got it, except you're going to have trouble on the income range. That's going to take time.
Mm-hmm. And Nancy, everybody counts. Everybody that shows up to do work is an important person, in my point of view.
Yeah, but
there's just one correction. Rather than over 65, they say 65 plus.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That would save space. Is anybody okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so
that makes it less, more succinct.
Okay, super, super. I did want to figure out how to get the 80 years old in there. All right, so I think we can leave this where it is. Maybe it's just a formatting, you know, but okay, that's the essentials are there. So I think we can move on from that, but we should also, I want to check in. Do we need to end this meeting and then pick it up again, folks?
What time is it?
What?
Right now it's
25 Eastern.
9:25 Eastern.
Can we?
You've got. What were you asking about after the meeting?
Well, say again. Say again.
You've got seven more spaces here to do.
Yeah, let's do that and then be done with it.
No, I hope there's time to discuss my suggestions.
We will definitely grab that. We will grab time. And Serene, what did you just say?
So, you know, this meeting was a 7 o'clock meeting. It's almost 10 o'clock. If we can just expedite the process of finishing the application, set the dates that we want it out there for, and until, and, you know, we have the email address and we may have the phone number already, and just finalize everything that has to be done so we can be done.
Beautiful.
And get this process started.
Yeah, and Nancy,
that would be
Nancy's
good.
Requesting
but,
a
copy. I'm speaking. Hello.
I'm sorry. Sorry.
And if we can just concentrate on getting it all done in the next 15, 20 minutes, that'd be great. We don't need a three-hour meeting. Come on now.
Okay.
Only 7 more categories.
Okay. All right. Well, I think we can charge through this then. So we're good with the ages. Next line here is skills in statistics / demographics. I think we can leave that as is.
Demographics or graphics?
Demographics.
My suggestion, can you scroll up in the chat?
Yes.
Was to add profession / job.
Okay. And I'm sorry, Sheila, was that what you were saying that we should, you didn't want to have us lose, right?
Yeah. And I'm just bringing this up because I thought it was a good place to put it because of the, you were just mentioning skills there.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's wrong with skills and statistics and demographics? That's fine.
Well, it's to show the person's profession or job. Mm-hmm. Like, is the person a banker or a clerk or a chef or an auto worker?
That's not important.
Well,
for this committee.
Actually, I think it would be useful information, especially if we're collecting stuff on skills and whatnot. It might be, I mean, it would be good to know how they're using those skills. And, you know, those are resources, for us on the committee, I think. So, but what do you think? Nancy says.
Then you have to add another category. What are your skills?
I think if it's just the job. That could talk about what, you know, like
that way you find out if a person is a doctor or a lawyer.
You have to know that?
Or, yeah, I think it's important to see who people are.
Yeah, if we're talking
about
the class of people that you have in your committee of inclusion.
Mm-hmm.
Then you need to put another category. What is your not your job or what is your
that's
experience?
That's what it says. Profession a blank.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Profession / job.
What if they're retired? Most of the listeners
that's
are retired.
Right. If you are you can't see my chat. The chat that I the thing that I pasted into the chat says
okay, I'll go try
retired.
To look in the chat.
It says profession.
I put it in.
Oh, profession. / job and then a blank. And then the next category was checkbox retired, checkbox, what does it say? Computer skills.
Yeah.
Unhoused, veteran, religion, a member of a other organization.
Wow.
Okay. These are good additions. Let's do the profession / job first. So we've got these categories, skills and statistics, demographics, skills and analyzing data, and then job profession as an addition. How do folks feel about that?
Yeah, set a profession as the occupation.
Yes.
Okay, that replaces both.
You mean it replaces the skills and statistics and skills?
No, no, I'm sorry. It replaces profession and job if you say occupation.
Yes.
Then they can say retired or, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that covers three. That covers three lines, which is space saving. Folks like it? I think folks like it. Nobody doesn't like it. Okay. Okay, we're keeping that one. Next, next up is household income range. Mm-hmm. And we, you know, we were looking about the boxes to check off on this. What would that, what do you think? John, you got your mic on.
You know, if I wasn't already on the committee, I wouldn't answer that question.
Mm-hmm. How do folks feel about that?
Well, that was kind
this
of
one probably for the survey. Where
a lot of
anonymous.
It was a lot of info, and I wouldn't be giving like my income.
Okay, I think Corazon, you said that if you encountered this, you wouldn't be giving people income. So you and John are the same. Nancy, what were you saying?
Yeah, I don't think people are gonna fill it out.
Okay.
Or you've got to put some kind of, if you really want this important information, it's important for you. Person working on the committee would know, well, now they know, these people know my job, my income. You know, if it's an anonymous survey where you're not going to tell everybody, who answered, that's fine. But for a committee, for a small committee, I don't think people want to share that information.
Okay.
So,
we know they have the option to not.
Share. I know, yeah.
So then the question is, should we leave this household income range on the...
My opinion does not count. You guys, this is your thing.
Okay. All right.
I'm not going to take responsibility here.
I said delete.
That was, John, you said delete it?
Yeah.
Okay, we got a delete. Serene and Joan, what do y'all think?
Delete.
Delete, you said?
Yes.
Okay. Two to delete. Serene is left, but I think Serene is outvoted, so household income range shall be struck from the list. Okay. All right. Next step is social familial status, and we're thinking about adding boxes. And so the social, yes,
what does that mean?
Nancy, please, what does that mean?
Social familial status. It's like, are you married? Are you single parent?
I wouldn't know that it meant, by
the way. Oh, wait, I'm sorry, what was that?
I wouldn't know that it meant that.
Ah, okay. Yeah. That's a good point. So it's you're saying it's not a clear entry?
Not to me, it was.
Okay. Any other thoughts on that? I know last week there was a suggestion that some people wouldn't be willing to give that information up. So, but it is, we also have the option to not fill it in if they don't want to, so.
Do you really need to know them?
You know, I mean, for me.
Maybe on the.
Yes. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, I interrupted.
No, go ahead.
On your final survey, you may want to do that, and you put, you don't need to answer this, but if you would want to, you're welcome, but not for the getting people on your committee, because they'll know that who answered what. And so then you're telling all your private information. I don't know if I would want to do that. Same thing about income. I wouldn't want to, just like John. I agree with John.
Okay.
But for the final thing where it's not going to be published, who said what, then that's different. You want to know.
Okay. I think maybe we will need to take a member vote on this one to either leave this social familial status line in or take it out. So Joan says we can do without it. John, I can't remember if you said keep it in or not.
I didn't say anything yet. Because it said add categories, boxes, I guess. What that meant, single, married, widowed, or...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
children, no children. I don't think it's needed.
Okay. Okay. So that is two to take it out of the three folks that can vote. Serene, would you like to vote on this? It's a two against her right now. Is Serene still here?
Well, while you're waiting for her, I assume then that you would want to not put in the word, the category unhoused or homeless.
Maybe
on the final survey where it's anonymous.
We're not talking about the survey. So let's save time by clarifying this whole discussion is only about the application.
Yeah, for the application, I wouldn't put it.
Sorry, was there a question? Did I hear someone's writing for me?
Yes. We're talking about the lines.
What's the question?
The question is on the line social/familial status. And there's two votes.
Yeah.
There's two votes on the COI committee to not leave that line into the application.
To not retain it? I think we should retain it. I think I would like to know whether someone is part of a polygamous family or whether they're part of a cloister or whether they're a single parent of, middle age or if they live in a group home or whatever. I would like to know. If they don't want to tell us, they don't have to tell us. But I think it's important to understand how that person functions in their everyday life.
I think another aspect of this would be like, are you giving home care? Are you doing hospice care for your parents? Stuff like that. So, all right, what are the voting crowd think? It's two to take it off, one to leave it on. Do you guys want to debate just a little bit on this? What do you think? John and Joan, is there any harm in leaving it on or? You think it's off-putting?
I don't mind leaving it on, but I didn't understand it. So I don't know if everybody understands it, don't leave it alone.
Thank you, John, for clarifying that. Yeah, that there's one to take it off and there's one that feels like it's unclear. It's just a little bit unclear. So that's where we are soon.
So I think the needs of someone who, for example, the perspective of someone who is an adoptive parent of seven or the oldest surviving sibling who is parenting, who's raising their younger siblings is different from someone who might be the adult child of elderly parents or I think all of those things kind of complete the picture. We've asked for so much else. Why wouldn't we ask for the thing that speaks to how this person walks through life, on their personal time?
The thing is, if we get down to this aspect are we going to review these applications and then decide, who joins and or who doesn't join, and we'll get down to the point whether a person is a family or a single person or a widow we're going to get down to something like that. I think that's information that a person can share if we're discussing a program or something like. They can share their life experience, but in terms of a general application, why do we need to know all their personal information? Are we going to review all this and then decide whether a person should be invited to the committee because Why? They're married or they're not married or what?
Well, the same way all the other information that we're asking people about helps us create a pool that is relatively diverse, right? So I'm not interested in having, you know, really, when you look at the audience, and when you look at the demographics, broadly speaking, of the four of us who were, you know, sent by the board to this committee, there are certain things that I don't think any of us, I could be wrong, I don't know everybody's life, are currently, you know, engaged in. So I don't know how many people are currently raising, how many of the four of us, for example, are currently raising teenagers, or how many of us, you know, have taken in another family, so that our familial situation might be as guest host or family host for an immigrant family or whatever. I mean, there are all sorts of possibilities. And to some degree, the more that we know, the more we can say, hey, you know, this is an aspect of area life that none of us, you know, are experiencing, but it's an interesting and important mix of who lives in the listening area. Like any of the other 20-something pieces of information that we're asking, it's one more thing. Like when you walk into your house and you close your door, who are you with? I gotta stop.
Yeah, I don't think it's needed information. I mean, if we already asked a person's age, we asked their profession, if they're young, if they're over 65, if they're in the 40, you know, certain things come along with age, you know, families and so on. But, I just don't think it's something that we need to be bothered about, you know, in terms of getting that kind of information.
Okay, so where it stands now is one against, one for, and Joan just wants it to be more clarification on it.
I mean, we're asking a lot of information for people for an unpaid job. That people might not want to sit there and answer all those questions.
Mm. Of course, they do have the option.
What I would say to both John and Joni is that, again, these questions are optional. So for someone who is raising teenagers right now, you know, there's the obvious things. There's the things that we were saying all through COVID, which is, how the hell are the children who would normally be out about and interacting and are now trapped in their houses with, you know, the people who birthed them 24/7, how and living a life of screens, how does that change how their brains literally are going to work, right? So for someone who's raising, you know, a 17-year-old, their interests and their perspective would be quite different from someone who is 65 and only watches, or 66 or 70, and only watches teenagers, you know, when they're traveling on public transportation, but has no interaction with those folks. Their idea of what, you know, what New York life is very different. If you're parenting a teenager, you know, you got to teach them how to protect themselves from adults, how to protect themselves. Adults are supposed to be in charge of them. Protect themselves from their peers, protect themselves from, I mean, yeah, it's a very different perspective. It's like any other piece of information on the application. It's one more thing to throw into the mix to see how broadly we can represent. But
I think if you're going to ask I think if you want information like that, that question is, like Joan said, is too vague, and you'd have to ask marital status, number of people at home, age of children, if they're in public school or private school.
Are we going to interview people before?
No, I think that is actually way too granular for people to work.
If you interview them.
We had two people speaking, so I think Serene said that would be too granular to Sheila's suggestion. And then Joan, you were asking if we're going to interview people first.
Well, how are we going to select them, just by the application? Are we going to talk to them? Because you could ask them questions when you talk to them.
That's true. Remember, these questions are optional. The only thing I will say. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I know they're optional.
Okay.
So what if people send the application and don't answer anything?
Well, you know, that's a possibility. The only thing I want to say is from my experience on the Local 600, the IOTC Diversity Committee, is that the more information that we had, then we could say, well, you know what, this could fill out, we could get a little bit more diversity if we chose this person because they're doing hospice care and, you know, none of us are. So it would be good to have that information firsthand. That's why
maybe you could just say married single parent.
Married single. You can
be involved in a committed long-term relationship and not be married. So married doesn't mean anything.
Common law and marriage.
The bane. All right. So it sounds like what we need to do is focus on the semantics of this line. But I do think that the weight of the vote is to leave it in but clarify it. So
I think, if I may,
yes,
I think Joan was suggesting the option of asking these questions in interview.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to on the application.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I heard.
Okay.
Okay, here's my problem with that. I don't know that we agreed to do interviews or whether we're just going to review the applications. Because while we have the responsibility as board members to try to bring in as many different kinds of people as possible, we haven't subjected ourselves or each other to an interview. I'm not sure that we need to do that with regard to these folks who are applying. And there's a whole different level of personalization that occurs when you interview someone and then say no, thank you. You know what I mean? That just leaves the door open for so much stuff. I don't recommend that.
May I say something?
So,
when you're done?
Course. Serena, are you done?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Actually, if you think about it, there's a lot of right-wing people out there who could fit any of these categories and answer it, and you wouldn't know their politics from this application.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm serious. I think it actually is important to talk to people. There's a lot of racists out there.
Mm-hmm.
They're not all white.
Yes.
You think we're going to be inundated by a bunch of folks rushing to get on this committee?
Let me remind you that Steve Brown was on the local and national board. I don't know if he ever made it to the national board, but he was on the local station board.
Yeah, we have racists on our committee.
Well, actually, for a public radio station that's progressive and free speech and all them, we should be asking them what their politics are.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to raise two cautions. I want people to stop naming other people. And our responsibility, as the mission talks about resolving differences and antagonisms, it doesn't say you have to be on the left. That happens to be the direction that most of our stations run in, and where most of us probably are personally more comfortable, and that's where our at least the people that I know, largely, that's where their alignment is. But I assure you, there are people on all boards, local and national boards, today with whom some of us have tremendous deep-rooted differences. But I don't know that that means we completely exclude them from the committee on the basis of what we think their political alignment might be. I think that's a slippery slope.
I think if racists show up, we should hear from them. I mean, in my experience, it's pretty easy conversation to get them to sit down and listen. But anyway, that's just my experience.
Listen, Nancy, thank you for letting me join, and I'm gotta go. And if possible, I would like the result, a copy of it. And what I would do with it is send it to the KPFT COI and see if they can save time by using your application. I don't know what they're going to do,
absolutely
though.
Absolutely not. I've already invited Marianne Martinez to attend our meeting, and I asked her to share it with the rest of the COI. So I don't think you need to take anything to them.
Okay.
I think,
all right. But
thank you. You
had a lot of work tonight, and I thought I would save our COI time.
Although it's going to be a public document anyway, right?
Right. Let's handle
it. I won't do anything with it.
Let's let them follow their process. We can certainly share information if we ever get a response to the invitation.
Anyway, it's up to y'all. I got to go. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks,
I'm grateful to your hard work.
Thanks for your input, Nancy.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Be safe in Texas.
Bye.
I mean,
okay, people,
you're really a Klan member on WBAI.
Okay, are we done? Listen.
No, we've got a couple.
I need to go.
Okay.
No,
all right.
I need to go. Please allow at least, you know, I would say at this point we're looking at 4 weeks, because it'll probably take a week or so to get our response and hopefully a cart or some sort of website or newsletter announcement out from the management. Mm-hmm. And then we want to allow people, you know, like 3 weeks to get back, because some people may be asking for hard copies to be sent to them. So somebody can just let me know what the dates are.
I'm sorry, the dates of the next meeting
Well, the dates of when we're going to release the application by date X, we're going to ask people to return the applications by date Y, and we're going to have a meeting a week after that return deadline, so we can actually talk about the applications. And that meeting will have to be partially in closed session, but we can, you know, we can work on that announcement.
Okay. Okay. Super. All right. Take care.
Good night. Thanks.
Okay. Good night.
Bye.
Good night. Okay, folks. So, I think maybe we could just quickly go over these last three, but we can't vote on it. So, or if people need to split, we can take off and finish this over email. What do you think? Last three? Split? What do you think?
Let's try and deal with the last three.
Super. Super. Okay. So, social familial status, we are going to clarify a bit. The next one is, and not tonight, I'm afraid. But the next one is station staff, paid or unpaid.
Oh, yeah, that's an important question.
Okay. And voting folks, anybody can weigh in, but voting folks, what do you think? John or Joan?
I'm sorry, say that again.
The next line is station staff, paid or unpaid?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, that's getting us close. Joan, what do you think?
Yeah.
Okay, everybody that's a member says yes. Sheila says yes. I think it should be. Anybody, Kay, Corazon, any comments? No? No? Oh. I see everybody on here. Okay, so this is good? Okay, then let's, the next category is listener. Are you a listener?
Yeah.
Yeah.
John says yes.
Before those two categories, I wanted to include veteran.
Uh-huh.
And, religion and okay. member of other organization.
So okay.
And these, that was my suggestion.
And Sheila, these would be, right after social familial status.
Yeah. Around that same area.
Okay. Cause then there would be these questions and then it would be station staff, listener, other. So those are ones, I see those as one separate thing. Okay. So folks, on the topic is a veteran. We think we should ask people if they're veterans. Or anyone object to that?
No objection.
Okay. Joan, how do you feel?
I'm fine with veteran and with the other, what was the other one?
Religion and member of other.
No, we don't need people to know what organizations people belong to.
Okay, so Joan says no on religion. John, what do you think on religion?
No, I know. Religion is okay.
Oh, it is? Okay, I'm sorry. I misunderstood you.
What are we asking them? What kind of religion? What their religion is?
Yeah, if they choose to tell us.
So Catholic or Protestant or
Muslim?
Mm-hmm. Hindu? Jewish? I'm sorry, John, I stepped all over you.
I was thinking about it. That should probably go up closer to those other categories, right? The ethnicity and so on.
Ah.
Yeah, maybe that would be better to go with that.
I think that's a cool thing. Sheila, is that?
Yeah, cool? That's fine.
Okay. So religion. So, yes.
So we would have to, religion would be the heading and then we'd have, all the different religions and then other or none or.
Well, I think it would be fill in the blank. Or you could have two choices, fill in the blank or. None.
I think it would save space to, you know, do a fill in the blank thing. Cause I don't know how many religions there are. There's gotta be like 20 or so. And then if we left one out, then they'd come hunting for us.
Right. I think. So, I just think you were really, okay, well, I'll let it go.
Okay. It's a hot button question too, you know?
I mean, if a person isn't selected for whatever reason, you didn't select me because I'm Muslim. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you didn't select me because I'm atheist.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm stuck in the middle on that one. Does anybody else want to weigh in? So we've got a voting member that says yes, one says no. Oh, we need Serene to break that. Okay, so why don't we leave it in this prototype? Because you know, we'll get through most of it, but it's okay to have some questions. All right, so let's leave that there with a question mark. Corazon's way ahead of everybody on this. Thank you. So the next one is, wait, what else did you have on that list?
Member of other organization or organizations.
I don't think we need them.
I don't either.
Okay. Sorry, Sheila, that one's going to get stricken. But, you know, I don't know. Keep the list around because this thing will change. All right. And the next category is listener. I think everybody's pretty much in agreement with that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Joan hasn't said anything, but I'm going to take that as a
no,
yes.
No, I said yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm so sorry, Joan. All right.
And I don't know what I'll do.
Me neither yet.
Can I say something about member of other organizations?
Yes.
I think it shows if people are connected to the communities or what communities they're connected to. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just like if somebody's running, for example, for the local station board, I would want to know if they're, for example, in the ADL or, you know, some charity organization helping homeless people or a group helping immigrants or, you know, whatever.
Yep. Are they food.bombs, DSA? Some of that stuff could be useful for the committee to decide, you know, whether that person, you know, should be, you know, if we want to hear from them. In light of what Sheila just said, John and Joan, what do you think?
I don't think it's necessary.
Okay. And Joan, are you still of the opinion, same opinion?
Yeah, it's okay, but I don't know if people want to answer all this stuff.
I hear you on that.
You can ask them you can ask them 100 questions. You think people are going to sit there and answer all of them?
Right, yeah. How much am I getting paid for this anyway?
Yeah, I know, right?
I really think people should be interviewed. I mean, how is this COI going to vote on who gets to be on the COA unless you actually meet them as human beings?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not sure of that process yet. You know, we did.
Otherwise, a form is just, it's like using AI to choose.
Let me suggest this. So, just for the sake of the meeting, can we leave Sheila's suggestion in member of other organization with a question mark so that Serene can see it? And
well, it's affiliated with, any organization, something affiliated with organization.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Affiliated.
If they don't want to answer, they don't
have. Then we want them to list the organizations?
I would hope they would. I would hope they would, unless if they want to. You know, it would be, you know, it might be something as innocent as, you know, the World Food Kitchen or something. But
so how many cases, I mean, I'm a member of about 5 different other organizations. I need to list all 5 of them.
Well, it's all optional.
And if one of those, like John, if you thought one of those organizations would, you know, be helpful for the mission of the station, I mean, maybe I would myself just list one, but I mean, it's optional. There's good discussion on this. For or against, but maybe we could put it in here as a question mark and then Once Serene sees this via email, we can have another vote on it.
Yeah, she's not shy about her opinions.
No, she's not.
We'll finalize the application tonight.
I'm sorry, sir. Can you say it again?
We are not going to finalize the application tonight.
I don't see how we could. We've got three question marks.
And there's one. Isn't there another board member who's not here?
Yes.
There's like.
But we have a quorum. You know that if you have a quorum, you can make a decision. I mean, if someone is going to be absent, doesn't mean you can't make a decision.
Oh, because three is a quorum?
For this committee, but I think we lost the quorum when Serene left. So am I constitutionally right on that?
No, when the meeting started, if there was a quorum, then, if a person leaves, the meeting still, started with a quorum, so you still can make a decision.
Okay, super. All right.
Okay, we're just waiting until you and John leave, and then we're taking over. I'm just kidding.
I'm not leaving until they say the meeting is over.
Me neither. And I bring my own shit.
How many people are going to be recruited into the committee?
Right. Yeah, I don't think there's going to be a big rush to join this committee.
But I mean, how many spots are there? I heard a number, but I don't remember what it was. It better not be one.
No, it seems like the best committees work with about 11 or 12 people. So that, I don't know if that's the number that this group will go on, but I know when I was doing that thing in IOTC, it really did. It was good to have a good gang.
Yeah, you're right.
So, all right, let me,
I thought I heard the number 7, but maybe I'm wrong.
It could be. I mean, I could be wrong, but let's, so listen, if we're going to vote on this and if we can make the decision, then member of
a, I'll tell you what.
Yes.
If we, come up with the timeline, next meeting, what are we going to do? The meeting after that and so on, like it was said, maybe the next meeting we finalize it and, decide, when it's going to go out, when we're going to interview folks or the process. We haven't even determined what the actual process is. Are we going to be, send out the application, how long we're going to wait for them to come back. We're going to review them, or we're going to interview everyone, how many open spots, So, I think the next meeting, we need to establish the next meeting dates. Next meeting, we'll finalize the application and determine what the, what our process is.
Good idea.
Yeah, I'm in complete agreement with you, John. That's because we could finish this in, well, maybe another 15 minutes if we have everybody here.
Yeah, we're down to the nitty, last final little minor decision, not that much.
Okay. Beautiful. I should make it clear. Joan, is that's good with you?
Yeah, because I don't feel comfortable if Serene and Carolyn don't see it.
Okay. All right. Okay. Good points, all. So let's do that. And Kay, do you, you're setting up the Zoom. The next meeting we talked about.
The next scheduled meeting is already scheduled for April 29th.
Yes.
And that was because Serene said she wasn't available, I think, on the 15th.
Okay.
I'll get a calendar.
Okay.
That's a long way to go just to leave it hanging, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think you're right, Joan. I think you're right.
The 22nd is available. It's Earth Day. I don't know if there's, I could look on KPFTX and see if there's a conflict
Thank you for your question. Yes, if you could do that, that'd be fantastic.
What about next week? She can't do. Oh,
Serene had said she wasn't available on the 15th, but she said you guys could go ahead and meet. But I don't know.
How do we feel about that? Yes.
When is Easter and everything?
Yeah, it's such a good idea. It's not in any of my calendars.
I have a calendar here.
It's on a Sunday.
It's the 20th. The 20th is Easter.
And Passover?
Okay, the 22nd is Earth Day. So,
Passover.
I think Passover is the end of the month, right?
Passover is this coming Saturday.
Oh, the 12th? Okay.
Yep.
Can we go back to the regular screen? I don't
right,
know.
Right, so the 22nd is good.
The 22nd, the finance committee meets. So just like tonight, there's like double meetings going on.
Can we do another day though?
Like Wednesday?
No.
Thursday? Thursday the 17th?
There's nothing on the 24th or the 17th.
17th.
But I don't know about availability of other of everyone.
How does anybody here got a conflict with the 17th?
Yeah, I have a pop meeting on Thursdays.
Okay. Friday is the Defend Media meeting.
That's Good Friday, yeah.
Oh, it is. Okay.
The 18th is Good Friday.
That's right. Right. Okay. So, I guess next week.
What about the 23rd? What about the 23rd?
Nothing on the KPFTX schedule on the 23rd.
Okay.
That's a Wednesday.
Right. Administrative Professionals Day. That's what that is. According to my calendar.
Yeah, but there's nothing on KPFTX.
Okay.
There's no BAI or Pacifica thing going on.
You want to try for the 23rd?
That's sounding pretty good.
Sorry.
So I think
Serene had also wanted you to set a date for when you could send this thing out.
First, we have to finalize.
All right, so you just want to do that on the 23rd.
Yeah, the process and everything.
Then maybe we can target a date to send it on the 29th or the week of the 29th.
Well, we'll decide that on the 23rd.
Yes.
So does this committee keep going until the 2026 elections?
This is just organizational stuff. And then we got to focus on what the actual work of the committee is supposed to be doing is reviewing, programming and the other things, which we had those we reviewed that in the first meeting, what the purpose of the meeting, purpose of this committee is.
Did everybody here ever see that report that came out of KPFT called KPFT Whitewash?
I've heard of that.
It was this great report done by, what was his name? A young Latino guy. And he did like a pie chart of all the programming at KPFT.
It was 24
hours a day and also of the prime time, to show the breakdown of how little time, people of color and indigenous people were getting.
Yeah. I haven't seen it, but I heard
it was really good.
Yeah, it really did point out the hypocrisy of everybody saying, "Oh, we got this. I really care about those people, so I'm doing great."
Yeah, he did a great job, and he tried to sort of get it done throughout the network, but he didn't get enough support. We should have been better organized.
All right, so the next meeting is the 23rd.
I believe that is true. Same time, folks?
Okay. It was 7 o'clock?
Yeah. Yeah, and I'll keep a timer. But we should try to keep that meeting to an hour and a half if we can.
You're such a dreamer.
I'm aspirational and optimistic. What can I say?
All right.
And okay. Kirby, I sent you 2 emails.
Oh, thank you, Joan. I appreciate it.
What we were talking about.
Very good. Very good. I'll go through that and we'll get it all straight.
Well, let me know. Okay.
You bet. You bet. I'll be right in touch with you.
Thank you.
Kirby, I feel like we owe you for coming to a WBAI meeting.
I'm just going to say y'all are much better than what we got out here in California.
Also, FYI, April 15th is, guess what, day, tax day.
Tax day?
Isn't that the day we stabbed Caesar? Oh, that's March.
Yeah, March 15th.
Okay. I keep looking for excuses to stab his ass, so. Okay, folks.
Are we done?
I do believe we are done. I think we can adjourn this meeting and let everybody get to their dinners and whatnot. I appreciate it. And, Kay, if you want me to look at that transcript and try to do notes out of this, or you want to do it, well, let me know, because I'll help you.
I can send the transcript to Serene, let her distribute it. I basically send her the recording. I can send her the transcript.
Excellent. Thank you.
And
excellent.
I send her the meeting login information. I'll schedule the meeting right now.
Okay. And that application. Who's sending out that application with the corrections?
Corazon, do you want to send that to me or somebody? Or you want to just send it out with, or do you want to send it to Kay, or how would you like to?
I'll send it to, I don't think I have Kay's email address, so I just send it to you, Kirby.
You got it. I'll send it up.
Thank you, Corazon.
Yeah, really. Corazon, thanks a lot. Really. And everybody that came in and contributed, and especially how to fight the new illegal bylaws, I can't wait to see more of what you're going to drop in here. So let's all get together and keep fighting.
Okay.
You're going to see this in action now, Kirby. We're taking off the gloves.
Oh, I should be scared, but I'm not. All right. Good night, everyone. Good work. Good night. And be safe.
Thanks a lot. Bye, everybody.
Next time. Till next time.
Yeah. See you soon.
Okay. Cheers.
I'm ending the meeting for all. Okay.
Well, thank you, Kay.
Good night.
Okay.